All right. Good evening, everyone. So just to continue a little bit in the halachos concerning Pesukei Dezimra. So the Kitzur writes, this is in Siman Yudalev Sif Gimel. Yizar shel liga b'Pesukei Dezimra mikol shekin achakach ad gemar tefila b'mekomos hamechusim begufo. Person should make sure that during the course of davening, he says Pesukei Dezimra, but all the more so in tefila, that a person should not touch parts of his body that are normally covered. O b'rosho b'makom hamechusar. For that matter, on his head, parts that are covered as well. V'chein b'tzuas achot and b'tzuas ha'ozen. A person shouldn't insert his fingers into his nose or into his ears during the course of Pesukei Dezimra or Shmone Esrei. Ki ma'ideh mitpachas. Without, of course, a cloth. So again, the idea over here is that the Kitzur is saying this is just on cleanliness. So therefore, again, on cleanliness, parts of the body that are normally kept covered, so one should not go ahead and touch those parts of the body ultimately during the course of davening. So interestingly enough, in the Pesukei Tshuvos he writes that obviously some of these are societal issues as well that are dependent on dress. So a lot of this has to do with the way, so for example, in a culture or in a time where, let's say, everybody wore long sleeves, so all the time, so by definition, again, even touching the bicep would be considered touching part of the body that's covered. But in a society that wears short sleeves, so that's not considered a normal covered part of the body. If one were to touch it, one would be fine. What happens if one does touch it? Naga biado, yesh lo lirchot yado b'mayim. If one did touch a part of the body that is normally covered, then one is obligated to wash their hands. So in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, a person goes out and touches a part of the body that's normally covered. And remember, again, this also applies even on one's head. A part of the head, part of the hair that's covered normally with one's yarmulke or a head covering, one has to wash their hands. However, if one did this and one is in the middle of Shmone Esrei, we're going out to wash my hands is simply not a possibility. One is unable to move, or for that matter, to request water. In that case, again, one wipes one's hands against any hard surface. So if one wipes it against the table, against the shtender, even again, if one has a handkerchief or against one's clothing, or even the sketches resound against one's talus, again, because since this is not as much a per se particular cleanliness issue, but more a kavod ha'tefillah, an honor and respect to tefillah. Therefore, as long as one ideally should wash, but if one can't wash, as long as one rubs one's hands against some type of hard surface, that suffices als kavod ha'tefillah. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha, Omer Tzushpach, Olazakwa, says, Yisrael l'fichach, her ba'lohem tormis o'shneh, ma'ad ne'chavitz man tzidko, yagdil to'r avi adir.